New Milwaukee Art Museum exhibit suggests that serious work can still be fun. The new exhibit called Serious Play, Design in Mid-Century America includes furniture, toys, textiles, even playground equipment, all designed between the 1940s and 1960s with colorful tones and designs to sneak some playfulness into the lives of Americans. Monica Obniski is the Demmer Curator of 20th and 21st Century Design at the Milwaukee Art Museum. She helped curate and oversee the new exhibit co-organized with the Denver Art Museum. It opened last Friday. Monica, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, as we walk into the exhibit, paint us a picture. What kind of things are we going to see?
Oh, my goodness. I have to say, this is probably the brightest, most colorful display that visitors will have seen at the Milwaukee Art Museum in the last few years. When you walk in, you enter into the first section of the exhibition, which is the American home. So we explore whimsical product design and other things that may be found in the domestic sphere. Visitors then move into child's play, and visitors can see examples of works done for small scale, so children's furniture, architect design toys, as well as playgrounds and play equipment. And the last section of the exhibition focuses on corporate approaches, so things that were embraced by corporations in the mid-century that looked playful and whimsical.
Now, people might think back in the 1950s, and maybe the word conformity might pop into their head. Everybody's wearing the same suit. You've got cookie-cutter houses. But clearly, people in the design world were trying to do something different. Can you talk about that moment and what the designers were doing?
Yeah, you've actually hit it on the head. I mean, one of the things that I like to talk about is, you know, the man in the gray flannel suit, and that is exactly it, right? This kind of homogenous 1950s moment. And there were a lot of architects and designers who were really striving to get away from that. And so this is what we've done in this exhibition, is we've looked at a number of these architects and designers, over 40 of them, who have tried to get away from this anti-homogenous society and move towards something that was a little bit more whimsical and playful, in order to get at solutions, to encourage free play. I mean, there were a lot of kind of outcomes.
And as I understand it, if I read this right, there are some artifacts from that era, but there's also some modern things inspired by that. Is that right?
No, actually, everything in the exhibition is from the period. So it's all 1940s through the late 1960s,
okay,
with the exception of we do have three play areas in which people are encouraged to walk in and actually play with things that were made yesterday, which is why they are allowed to touch those things. So I think maybe that's what you're referring to, are these play areas.
And there's a philosophy here that I think you are interested in, and these designers were, the idea that good, cool stuff can come out of having fun with it instead of coming in with this very serious approach.
Yeah, totally. So I think, you know, when people stop and think about what the furniture from the period looks like, you might think about something that is, made of new materials or new technologies, something like the Eames's plywood, for example. That seems pretty ubiquitous now. But in the period, it really comes out of a lot of experimentation that they do. And so in the exhibition, we have a number of examples from the Eames's, but one that I'll call your attention to is a small child's chair. So they made children's furniture in the late 1940s, and actually it was while they were experimenting with their full-size plywood chairs that they decided to try to make the small-scale children's furniture. And so it really gets back at this, at our central thesis, which is, you know, through experimentation or play, it's possible for designers to come up with so many different kind of positive outcomes. And through iteration, you really get at different, different objects.
You mentioned the Eames's, and as I understand it, they and some of these other designers, they didn't just work on one kind of thing. They weren't just, I do chairs or I do rooms or something like that. A lot of them were experimenting in a lot of different, mediums and forms.
Yeah, so what's interesting is if you come to the exhibition, you'll actually be able to see that. So the Eames's are the kind of quintessential example, so you'll see work from them that includes films and furniture and also toys for children. And I think this is important because it really it really shows people that architecture and design is not just, you know, a kind of, it's not just a singular discipline, but in fact, once you start blurring the boundaries, you can do super interesting things. And it's not just the Eameses. There were a number of designers that that worked across many different disciplines. I think one great example is someone like Ann Ting, who's best known as an architect, but the project that we are highlighting in the exhibition is actually her first project before she began making buildings, and that was a Ting toy. And it was this interesting modular toy that was essentially a kind of kit of parts, and kids and adults could make anything from like a push cart to a table to, you know, whatever it is that your imagination allowed you to do. And what's important about this is that even in the period, she said that it was this project that allowed her to do something playful and that allowed her to develop her ideas. So play, for the idea of play, is really important because it gets architects and designers thinking about other projects.
We're talking to Monica Obniski. She's with the Milwaukee Art Museum, curator of a new exhibit there, Serious Play, Design in Mid-Century America. Just opened up, running for another bunch of months there. And Monica, is this just kind of a novelty dead end in the history of design, or do the things these designers you're featuring did back, you know, in the 1950s still echo today?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we're seeing, you know, one of the things that people ask me about is, oh, you know, this seems like it's super popular now and there must be a reason. And I think, actually, I think in terms of its aesthetic, it has been popular for a little while. But I think in terms of its ideas, right, this idea that free play or experimentation is really central to the work of architects and designers. I mean, if you look at something like Silicon Valley, for example, I mean, they are really kind of driving this message home. And so I think certainly the topic does, is really important for corporations today. So I think we're seeing some of these trends continue.
Right. I've talked to a lot of guests who say one of the key competencies of an employee is creativity, and worries that maybe we're focusing too much on, you know, rigid facts, math education, stuff like that, and not nurturing the creativity enough. Is that a worry you have as you look at the designs here?
Yeah, I think actually that's exactly what these architects and designers were getting at. You know, just to give another example from the exhibition, another architect that we feature, his name is Arthur Carrara, and he practiced in Chicago, but he actually also had a lot of connections to Wisconsin. One of the projects that we look at is his Magnet Masters, which was a toy that he made for a museum in Minneapolis in the 1940s. And you think, okay, well, this is just a silly thing, right? It's a bunch of shapes, colors, and he's employing magnets and asking children and adults to make things out of these shapes and magnets. But actually, he was thinking about magnetism as not just something that was a playful game, but he was thinking about magnets for future buildings, and he was trying to kind of get, he was actually envisioning a future in which buildings could be held together by a powerful magnetic core. And it's only when you allow yourself to stop and dream and think about these things that, you know, the future is possible. I mean, and we can even think about something like, you know, Tesla or, you know, going to, you know, when we talk about, you know, regular civilians going to the moon, right? I mean, this kind of thing wouldn't be possible 50 years ago if it weren't for, you know, a designer's vision.
What are you hoping, maybe the non-professional designers who visit the exhibit, what are you hoping they're inspired to do when they leave?
Well, I hope that they come through, see a bunch of really beautiful things that inspire them, you know, in their own lives. I hope that they take some time to actually explore the play areas and, again, let their minds go free and maybe, you know, spin a top. You maybe haven't spun a top since you were 7, but, you know, just to kind of enjoy the process of doing that. And I hope that actually it gives you some pause and it causes you to think that, oh, maybe I should block out 15 minutes a day to not read something or not look at email or not look at my screen and actually just let my mind go. I think that would be the greatest thing.
Are there a couple artifacts in the exhibit that you'd want us to maybe pause by for a few extra minutes and really take in and be inspired by?
Oh my gosh, there are
so
way
many.
Too many things for me. I don't want to tell you how many objects are in the show because I don't want to scare you, but I believe that this is a show in which there is a little bit of something for everyone. And as I've gone through and I've watched people, you know, pause at, for example, there's a beautiful installation of mid-century clocks. There are 10 clocks that were, most of them designed by Irving Harper for George Nelson, one of them by Lucia de Respines for George Nelson, produced by the Howard Miller Clock Company. And these are just super fun, super whimsical. And the way that they're installed, causes people to kind of stop, take a photograph, maybe say like, oh, I remember seeing this in grandma's house. I think that there are a lot of really beautiful moments like that throughout the exhibition.
And do you think maybe someday you'll see these and we'll see a new clock or piece of furniture or what have you in 10, 15 years inspired by what they saw there?
Fingers crossed. I mean, I would love for there to be some young designers in Milwaukee that are going through and that they're inspired by something that they see. That would be really wonderful.
Monica, thanks a lot for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks so much, Rob.
Monica Obniski is the Demmer Curator of 20th and 21st Century Design at the Milwaukee Art Museum. She helped curate and oversee this new exhibit we've been talking about, Serious Play, Design in Mid-Century America. It's co-organized with the Denver Art Museum. The exhibit is open now through January 6th. By the way, there's a gallery talk with Monica tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. at the museum. Check mam.org for more dates.